You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
So our final passage for this first week of Advent follows immediately on the one from yesterday. It's the beginning of Revelation 21, the new heavens and new earth. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Well, it's quite a different picture than the picture of the Last Judgment from yesterday. You might say it's the far side of those who are welcomed into the kingdom. This is what we can expect. And interestingly, it begins with the new creation, a new heaven, a new earth. In the singular here, it's interesting, in the Greek Old Testament, Genesis 1:1 is also in the singular, a new, you know, God made heaven and earth. Here at the end, you have the recreation of heaven and earth. And then immediately we go to the, in a sense, the new city of God, which we'll find out later in this chapter, is also the new Garden of Eden. The city is the garden is the city. And so it's the fulfillment of the creation in the new creation. That's what we get in this picture. This profound image of the new city being like a bride adorned for her husband, this marriage of God and his people. The city is a place, but it's also the people who inhabit the place that are the spouse, espoused to the Lord. And then comes this announcement. God finally speaks, or a voice speaks about God's dwelling. The dwelling of God, literally the tent of God, is with man. He will dwell with them. He will overshadow them with his presence. And they will be his people, and he will be their God. It's really the statement of the fundamental covenant, the steadfast love of the Lord, now completely fulfilled and brought to its final completion. And what happens is the things that make up the old creation are gone. The tears that come, the mourning, the pain, and all is gone. The thing that's not mentioned in our reading but shows up in the verses immediately after it is sin is gone, which in many ways is the cause of harm in the first place. This will be absent from the new creation. There will be no cause for these things because sin will be done away with in the new creation. So I commend the passage to you. It ends by pointing to a couple of promises about drinking from the spring of the water of life freely, and then also inheriting this great inheritance, which is to be the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. This is the great heritage. On one level, we're looking forward and saying, isn't this going to be great when all this is ours? You know, it'll come. We now live in the veil of tears, let's say, but we're looking forward to the time when tears will be wiped away. But I think it's also worth noting that we've already entered into this reality. God has already made things new in our life. We already are the sons of God witnessed to by the Spirit, as Romans 8 says. We already have access, as John 4 points out, to that spring of living water. This is now already ours, even if not in a way it will be in its fullness. So even as we look forward to this great picture of eternal life with God. It's a blessed picture. We already experience it. Let's enter in also to the reality God has given us now and take full advantage of His great gift.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.